Welcome to the Berrycast, the 5-minute daily podcast from me, Adam Berry, also known as the Gym Starter. Sorry, I thought I had a mic issue there when I got surprised. I got a bit excited when I said the word me and knocked into my microphone. Well, listeners, I hope you're well. I hope you've had a good middle part of your January. And I think the last time I spoke to you, I was talking about something called the Busy Mum Belly Transformation, which very quickly got a rebrand. It very quickly turned into something called the Busy Mum Fitness Solution. And then I moved, well, and it is still existing in that capacity, but it has changed again. And I wanted to talk to you about that, not necessarily about the whole package and stuff, but about me not taking my own advice, which is something that is very easily done to all of us. You ever heard the phrase, do as I say, not do as I do? And that's very true, isn't it? So focus is the theme of today's podcast. I finally got there, Adam, well done. Focus. And one of my coaches says to me, focus, follow one course until successful. I'll say that again. Focus, follow one course until successful. Now that is probably all I need to say on this podcast. It's a fantastic way of summing up how easy it is to get overwhelmed and confused and feel like you're never taking one step forward because you're always chopping and changing. This is very true in the world of fitness, fat loss and everything else. You know, I often get asked, in fact, I do. I get asked all the time, what's better, cardio or weights? What's better, the treadmill or the bike? And at the end of the day, it comes down to what are you doing versus what are you not doing? So the mode of movement will always be pointless if no action is taken. And if you're not taking action on what it is you want, then what's the point? You know, you're not focusing on one single thing. You're thinking about focusing on something. And then when you actually do come to doing that thing, you'll then probably get bored 3 weeks down the road and change to something else, like this diet, that diet, HIIT or strength training or hypertrophy or whatever it might be. And I'd always come back and ask, did you give that one system your best shot? Because that's what you need to do. You need to sit there and you need to go, this is it, this is me, I'm strapped in, I'm going for it, I'm flying to the moon. You know, you can't bail when you're 26 feet in the air. You can only get off of that space rocket once you're on the moon. In fact, in all honesty, that kind of that metaphor reminds me of the trip to Australia that I took last year. And I'd never been on a plane for that long. And at times, my brain started to focus on the fact that I literally have nowhere else to go for the next, what might have been, 8 hours. It's 14 hours. 14 hours to Malaysia, 8 hours to Australia. And the thing is that's it. I couldn't get off. If I didn't like it, if I got claustrophobic or if I panicked a little bit on the plane, which is not something I do, but it's something I'm very aware that I might be able to slip into, then I would have been in real trouble. So I just had to sit there and say, you know what? You know how long you're on this plane for. All you've got to do is sit down, strap in, and enjoy the ride as best you can when you're stuck on a plane for that long. And that's what I need you to do in your fitness, in your fat loss, in your whatever it is, even if it's just having fun. We need you to follow one course until successful. Don't get bored and change 3 weeks in, 4 weeks in. How long do you follow that course for? Until it's successful, until you see the results, until those results have stopped coming, then think about chopping and changing, then talk to your coach about what might I do, what might not I do. You have to keep it going. And there'll be times when you don't want to. There'll be times when it feels hard. There'll be times when you think, I genuinely have no idea what I'm getting from this. But those will be short-lived if you keep your mindset on the long term. And that's what it all comes down to. Focus on the long term. I know I've been following a strength training program for... it kicked in when I knew I was going to Australia. So probably like May last year. And, you know, I've been getting very solid results. And I don't want to give up because my course is proven successful. I want to see how successful I can make it. So I'm just focusing on that. I'm not even worrying about, God, I haven't ran in I don't know how long. I did a marathon last year. And, you know, I've stopped being a football referee now. And I don't know how much... Well, I'm just not doing it because that's not my focus. My focus now is to try and put on some muscle, is to try and lift heavier weights, session by session, week by week. Little increases here, there and everywhere. And I'll see where that gets me. And so far, it's getting me into quite a nice shape. So that's the message of today's podcast. I just want you to be calm and stay focused. That's it. I hope you liked this episode. If you did, then please, with the cherry on top, leave me a iTunes review, as that really helps the podcast chuff along in the ratings, and that would be an awesome little thing. It's always nice to see what people think of what I'm doing. If you absolutely hate it, you can say that as well. It doesn't bother me. It'd be good to get some feedback. If you really want some feedback, then feel free to email me, adam@thegymstarter.com. I think that's it from me. I think all I'll do is ask for a polite review today, and then hopefully I'll speak to you again in the next few days. Peace, love, and protein. Ciao, ciao.